The Gospel according to John chapter 20, verses 29 through 31. Let us hear this word of the Lord. Oh, please stand for the reading of the Gospel. Yes, I forgot that in the first service. Thank you. Let us hear this word of the Lord. Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. You know, I used to wonder about the Bible. I had mentioned that before in my testimony that I thought maybe the Bible had been written by men in order to bring about some peace to the world. Did you ever wonder how the books got into here that are in here? The process was called canonization. Now, the Old Testament was easy. The Old Testament had been read by the Jewish people for centuries in the temple. The Pentateuch, first five books of the Bible, also known as the Law or the Torah, and the other writings were read daily in the temple. So it's the Hebrew part of the Bible, the Old Testament. Then we have the New Testament part, written in Greek. And those books, well, it took a longer process for those to be decided on. In the third century after Jesus, Irenaeus, the bishop of Alexandria, he put together a list of sacred writings that he felt were very important and should be kept together. That list of sacred writings is what we call today the New Testament. But of course, that wasn't accepted all over at that time. But Irenaeus believed that these books were very important. And there were a few that weren't in there at that time. They added them later. By the 5th century, after many meetings of the church all over the world, they would send representatives. They would get together and they would discuss all the sacred writings that were available. They all agreed that the list that Irenaeus had put together, along with Romans and James, all should be in, and I think it was Philemon also, should be canonized, made into this book. Canon means standard, by which we measure everything else. It's a reed, a standard. And so those sacred writings by the 5th century were considered the Holy Bible. The Old, the Greek, and the Hebrew. What good is this book if you don't read it? None. We all have Bibles. I mean, if you don't have a Bible, for Pete's sake, let us know. Call the office. We'll get you a study Bible. Everybody should have a study Bible. Unfortunately, in some homes, these books are covered with dust. That's the only time they get moved is when somebody dusts them off. And yet, of all the books in the world, and there's some wonderful, wonderful books in the world, we have all the books in the world other than the Bible at our home. That's how many books you have right there. You also have the Bible. Sorry, yes, you got them all. There's no book more important than this one. None. For 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. All scripture is God-breathed. All of it. Wasn't written by robots. It wasn't written by some mysterious hand, but it was written by men directed by the Holy Spirit, inspired by the Holy Spirit, led by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 10, talks about wrestling against spiritual forces of darkness and about putting on the armor of God. And then verses 16 and 17, it says, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This is the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. And what do you do with a sword? You don't pick your teeth with it, but you defend yourself or you go on the attack. This is the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. It's not just a nice book with some fancy stories in it. But this is the Word of the living God who created all things. It's His story. His story, history. But it's God's story from beginning to end. I need two volunteers. I need one big one. One big strapping volunteer with hair like mine, glasses, and a red shirt. Oh, that would be David. Yes. Then I need one more. Just one. Okay. Oh, wait. Kelly?
Yes.
Anybody else got an itch to do this? Okay, come on down. Kelly, you just hold sit tight. You did me a favor today leading the kids around.
No problem.
Wasn't that a wonderful map, by the way? Wasn't that a great work of art?
You know what? I'm going to frame that.
Are you?
Yeah.
Kelly, get another piece of candy. Okay, Dave, would you stand over here, please? Okay. I want you to close your eyes. Put your hands in your pocket. You and I are going to have a fight. Hey, would you stand over here, please?
Sure.
Right there. Turn around there. Dawn. See how I knew your name? That's pretty cool, huh? Okay. Dawn, when I start to hit Dave, I want you to hit him from the back.
Okay.
I'm going to hit him from the front. He's got a lot of muscles. We're going to have to hit him really hard, okay? Dave, you keep your eyes closed the whole time. Keep your hands in your pocket, okay? Okay. This wouldn't be a very fair fight, would it? Even as big as you are, it wouldn't be a fair fight if you were to stand there with your hands in your pocket and your eyes closed, being attacked on one side and then on the other. But you know what? We go through life just like this. We're Dave. Because we're constantly getting beat up by the enemy. First by the weakness of the flesh and by the devil. We are under constant attack every day. And when we don't know the Word of God, this is the position we're in. We are stuck with our hands in our pockets and our eyes closed while life beats the snot out of us. See, the devil knows the Word of God. The devil believes in God and shudders. And we think things should be hunky-dory and perfect and you know, why do children suffer? Why do bad things happen to good people? And it's just not fair. And you know how many times I hear people argue from a point of emotions and self-centeredness and they have no idea what the scriptures say. None. You can go sit down now, Dave. Thanks. Thank you, Don. But when we don't know the Word of God, we constantly get beat up, or we see our family get beat up, or our friends get beat up. We see things going on in the news, and we talk about the world falling apart around us. We talk about our political leaders being woo-hoo-woo-hoo. And we got to know the Word of God. Romans 13 says we're to pray for our government, to support our government. Man, we've got to take authority over the problems in this world, because we've been given that authority in the name of Jesus. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You, my God, will supply all our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'll tell you, when Jesus was attacked by the devil, he fasted for 40 days, 40 nights, led by the Spirit out into the wilderness. He had to deal with the weakness of the flesh, extremely hungry, weak, tired. And when the devil came against him, what was Jesus' first response? It is written. The devil came to attack him, and he whipped out the sword of the Spirit. And he said, it is written. The devil said, come on, you fasted for all this time. You're weak. Your flesh is weak. You're hungry. Turn these stones into bread. Do you know how good bread smells? And how about when you're hungry, how good it smells? Ooh. Turn these stones into bread. And Jesus' response, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. It is written. But if we don't know it, we can't say that. We can't fight back. We can't protect ourselves. We can't protect our loved ones if we don't know the Word of the living God. And this Word is much more than just ink on papers. It is living and alive. And it will not return void unto God until it has accomplished that for which it has been sent out. Anybody here familiar with the Bethel Bible Studies series? Anybody? Couple? We had a few in the first service too. I'm a Bethel Bible teacher. Took the training, worked with a pastor for a year and studied the scriptures and learned how to do that. And then I spent another year teaching it to a group of people. And I always wore a big yellow button that said, Think Hebrew. Because I want to tell you, there's a lot of people that want to argue about how this book is put together. They don't know that it's the Word of God. They kind of doubt that it is infallible and inerrant. They said there's a lot of mistakes in here. There's a lot of things wrong with it. You know, like a donkey turned around and talked to its owner. I mean, you know, and dead people got up out of the graves and other people were healed. You know, they must have really been sick to begin with. And somebody walks on water and makes a storm stop. And a bunch of trees get together. And they elect a thorn tree to be their king. That's a story that's a reflection of Saul when they made Saul king. See, in the Western world, the problem was they wanted to argue about how it was written. Think Hebrew means to think about what is the message behind the Bible. What is it that God is trying to tell us? Be concerned with that and what God is telling you, and you'll find out that this Bible is truth. Infallible truth from beginning to end. I'm going to tell you what, I am staking my life on this Bible. And not just this life, but my life to come. It is written. This is the Word of God. Don't let anybody tell you different. We're without excuse. We've got seminaries, Bible colleges, Sunday school teachers, Bible studies. We have Right Now Media. You can sign up again for that online Bible study, doing it in the comfort of your home. We've got people who are willing to sit and talk with you about the Bible. We'll give you a Bible. We are without excuse. We should not be running around unarmed. Do you know what it says about not knowing the Bible in 2 Babylonians chapter 3, verse 17? Anybody know that? There isn't a second Babylonians. That's right. There's not a second Babylonians in the Bible. Not everybody knew that because they don't know what's in here. That's when you're unarmed. And I'm going to tell you what, it's not enough to come to church, to know the Lord's Prayer, the 23rd Psalm, and a couple Beatitudes. Because the devil's going to engage you in a fight. It says that the devil roams about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And when he pounces on you, the king of the jungle, when he pounces on you, he knows the scriptures. If you whip out the Lord's Prayer and the 23rd Psalm and that's your best, well, that's like going to a sword fight and bringing a butter knife. You're in a lot of trouble. Here's the good news. The Holy Spirit, which we'll be preaching about in a couple weeks, but the Holy Spirit will bring into remembrance everything that you have heard about Jesus, everything that you have read. See, because it tells us in John chapter 1 that Jesus is the Word and he's the Word made flesh. This is the Word. Jesus is the fulfillment of this Word, the Word made flesh. And he dwelt among us full of beauty and grace. So the good news is that the Holy Spirit will remind us of everything that's written in here. But you got to read it to be reminded about it. Daily bread. Now this is for September, October, November. Who wants one? We also have the upper room out there. I think the upper room, you have to pay for the upper room. I forget how much it is. 50 cents or something like that. How much is it? It's a donation, 50 cents? Okay. And I got to tell you, best place to keep this book? It's in the bathroom. Yeah, because you'll read anything while you're sitting in the bathroom. I know. I read it all the time. Whatever's handy. Two more. I'm sorry. I am going to run out. You can get it online. Yeah, they'll send it to you. You can get a subscription going. They'll mail to you every 3 months. Oh, you can read it on the computer too? There's a lot of devotional materials available to us. And we have them here. We'll get more stuff in. You need a study Bible. A Sword of the Spirit study Bible. If you don't have one and you can't afford one, you let us know and we'll get it for you. We've got lots of Bibles. Your neighbors, your co-workers, if they don't have a Bible, get them one. Because the devil is going to trick you and fool you and attack you and beat you up one side and down the other. And if you don't know the Word of God, you've got your hands in your pocket and your eyes closed. Don't let it happen. Read the Word of God. It's the sword of the Spirit. And when the devil comes a-calling, you just tell him it is written. And then you quote some scripture. God loves you, and so do I.